Ontario. This is your Community News and Arts Coordinator, Genevieve Hinch, and this is your Morning News Brief. Starting with traffic updates to keep in mind if you're hitting the roads this morning, construction at the intersection of Montreal Street and John Counter Boulevard is scheduled to resume today and is expected to continue throughout May. Drivers should also expect delays on Concession Street between Victoria Street and Alfred Street, Bath Road from Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard to Portsmouth Avenue, and Stephen Street from Cowdy Street to Montreal Street due to the installation of intersection pedestrian signals. Additional delays are expected along King Street West at Country Club Drive, extending towards Front Road and east of Sand Bay Lane, where Utilities Kingston continues sanitary and water main installation work. Traffic in this area will be reduced to one lane in each direction, so motorists are advised to watch for lane shifts, reduced speed limits, and shared lane signage. Construction is currently taking place along John Counter Boulevard from Elliott Avenue to Montreal Street and from John Counter Boulevard to Ascot Lane. Moreover, drivers should expect delays on Collins Bay Road from Taylor Kidd Boulevard to Highway 33 as contractors continue paving operations on both Taylor Kidd Boulevard and Collins Bay Road. Short-term road closures remain in effect on Sydenham Street from just north of Princess Street to Princess Street, as well as Wright Crescent at Palace Road. Long-term closures also continue along Princess Street from Frontenac Street to Division Street. Additionally, Smith Street from Princess Street to South Bartlett Street and Collarbone Street from Berry Street to Main Street will be closed today until 5 p.m. due to construction work related to disconnecting services at 677 Princess Street. Turning to the weather, we are starting the day with cloudy with sun breaks. Winds will be coming from the west at 18 kilometers per hour with a 30% chance of showers developing later this afternoon. We are expecting a high of 18 degrees today with sunny breaks with a UV that will reach 5. Cloud coverings increases into the evening with temperatures dropping to a low of 11 overnight. This has been your morning news brief, and be sure to start your day right by staying tuned for Indie Wake Up Call coming up next on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Good morning, everybody. And hey, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it. Happy belated birthday to me, but more importantly, happy Friday to each and every single one of you. This is your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call for May 29th, 2026. And it doesn't take a great detective to figure out the general theme for today. I turned 32 on Tuesday. So yeah, we've got a pretty fun birthday kind of mixtape where I really truly am just going to spoil myself, play everything I want to play. And I'm not going to justify any of the picks. I will simply preface them for you and let you be the judge. But we're just listening to music that, you know, is important to me, some pretty killer tracks. And I want to start off because this is almost like a musical evolution for me. You see, growing up, I was exposed to a lot of the golden oldies, which I've talked about in the past. But the first real genre of music that I think I really got into was, yeah, like hard rock and metal adjacent, or just hard rock and metal stuff. It's such a wide net to cast. So I've got a quartet of kind of hard rock songs. Mostly three of four come from the early 2000s, and then we've got something from the late 2010s. And why? Once again, I'm just feeling it. And for me, we're going to go on these nice kind of tangential runs throughout the program today. I'm going to share some memories of birthdays past. I'm going to talk about some of the bands that I'm playing and why they're significant to me. But I want to kick us off with something that blew my mind when I first heard it, which is AFI's Miseria Cantina, also known as The Beginning. And this is what we are going to be beginning today's show with. Easy for me to say. This is AFI. We've got Billy Talent, Alexis on Fire, and Cancer Bats all coming up in the next 15 or 20 minutes or so, so don't you dare go anywhere. But for the time being, let's kick it off with AFI on your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call.
Thank you.
Back. This is the Friday morning indie wake-up call birthday edition. It's not technically my birthday today. That was a couple days ago, but it's close enough. You just heard Cancer Bats with Death's March. Prior to that, we had Alexis on Fire with Young Cardinals, Billy Talent with This Is How It Goes, and we kicked it off with AFI, Miseria Cantare, The Beginning. And the birthday edition of the show is a pretty simple concept. I'm playing a lot of stuff that I just really want to play, some of which I don't get a chance to play. But I have decided to add some semblance of order to it. We started off with the first genre that I really kind of got into on my own, which is hard rock. My parents, not their scene. I grew up listening to what they listened to, which was either like golden oldies, and I talked about this a little bit over the last 2 weeks, honestly. You know, crooners, the kind of pop hits of the 60s, some of it absolute schlock. My parents love schlock. And another big influence from my parents, more specifically from my mom, we'll touch on in a little bit. But it was hard rock that was the first genre I think I really came into and was like, yes, I like this. This is for me. And we are going to jump into other genres shortly. But this is kind of more standard rock, indie rock adjacent. Because I want to talk about two bands that I thought were going to be the biggest things in the world. The biggest bands ever. One which, you know, maybe at their peak you could argue they were one of the biggest bands, if not in the world, definitely in North America, and the other that never really left the friendly confines of Canadian airplay. But the first and biggest name of these two bands was The Killers, because when I first heard Hot Fuss in 2004... I was 10. It blew my mind. I thought this was like the greatest album ever. In hindsight, I think it had some of the best singles, certainly of that year. And the highs on that album are really high, but it's not a complete listening experience. But the good stuff, I mean, Mr. Brightside, the White People National Anthem, all these things that I've done, somebody told me, all great, rollicking good times. So I recall there being a ton of anticipation for their follow-up album called, let me double-check, is it, yeah, Sam's Town. I always in my mind call it Sam's Club, like the grocery store, but it's Sam's Town. And yeah, I don't know if it was organic or maybe a little bit forced, but it felt like this album was going to be the biggest album ever made. And I remember the hype being out of this world. And the first single released shortly before the album came out, I want to say like a little over a week before it was scheduled to release in 2006, was When You Were Young, which had this big music video and this massive build-up, you know, the slow build with the guitar screeching. It was just meant to be this triumphant, we're here, we rule the world rock song. And it's good, but it didn't even end up being the best song on that album, which is what we're going to follow it up with, which is Read My Mind. Now, the Killers never became the biggest band in the world, and I don't think really even, I'm going to say, fully fulfilled the promise and the flash that they showed. I don't think their songwriting was as punchy, their hooks weren't as catchy. And I'm not going to say their music wasn't as interesting, because they tried bold new things after kind of reaching their apex, but I don't think they ever reached the status we, I say the royal we here, felt they could achieve. The other band that I thought was going to be huge, which really was not, was Mobile. And I've talked about Mobile before. I talked about Mobile last week. They hit me at the exact right time, and even though it was a fairly nondescript look, and I won't say exactly, you know, dynamic or groundbreaking music, I just thought they were a really fun outfit. And it's fun because Mobile was big about the same time the Killers were prepping for total North American music domination. So I was like, man, these two bands, these are going to be the Rolling Stones and the Beatles of my era. Wasn't quite right about that, but I think there's something to all the songs I'm going to play for you. So we're going to start it off with the Killers. We got a little Killers 2-pack. Then we're going to hear from Mobile with Tomorrow Starts Today. And then we're going to have a nice little discussion. This is your Friday morning indie wake-up call right here, right now on CFRC.
Waiting on some beautiful boy to Stop. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present new music from Dutch Baby's debut self-titled EP that follows their first single release, Don't Pass Me By, in January 2026. Recorded at the legendary Bathhouse Studio, the four-track EP was written and tracked this spring. Dutch Baby is excited to share the new album with Kingston after a year of live performances and strong local support. Be sure to catch them on CFRC's live sessions programming as well. Are you a local musician who'd like to be highlighted next time on our airwaves and social media? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Dutch Baby's new EP on your favorite platforms and enjoy the lead single from it called Riley's Five Dive here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Friday, May 29th edition of the Indie Wake Up Call, Jesse birthday belated extravaganza, if you're keeping track at home. We just heard from Dutch Baby, a Queens-based band, although I believe all the members have graduated. So don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened. That was Riley's Five Dive. Prior to that, we had Mobile with Tomorrow Starts Today, and we had two tracks from The Killers, specifically an album that turns 20 in September of 2026. We had When You Were Young and Read My Mind. I think we're coming around on The Killers. I think retroactively we are ready to admit, maybe not an underrated band, but a band that probably didn't get quite the shake or the kick at the can that they deserved. Today's episode has some very loose theming. generally speaking, it's, you know, if we're using a framing device, kind of a musical evolution of yours truly. And a big part of my adolescence into early 20s was developing an affinity for, I'm going to say, broadly speaking, kind of like post-punk slash new wave-ish music, because once again, it's difficult to classify things generically. But although I think in my early teens, I was much more interested in the music of the 1990s, as I got older, I came to love the decade of the 1980s. And two of my favorite acts from the 1980s are bands that I'm going to, well, bands and artists that I'm going to feature next. Kind of like with the Killers, I'm going to play a couple REM songs off their first two albums, not just the same album. I want to show their year-on-year progression. And then that's going to take me into my favorite Bruce Cockburn song, which I've played on this show before. And unfortunately, although it may not be necessarily as relevant to the fine people of Guatemala, it's still relevant to millions of people around the world, which is If I Had a Rocket Launcher. The REM tracks are going to be pulled off their first two albums, Murmur and Reckoning, and then, yeah, Bruce Cockburn following that up. And then once again, we'll pop back. We'll have a chat. I might play some promos, a PSA or two in there as well. But we're going back to 1983 and 1984, over a decade before I was born. But that's okay. This show has, if anything, given me an appreciation for music from every different genre and time period. So I think we're going to remain consistent with that. This is REM with Shaking Through on your Friday morning indie wake up call.
Down. Second time today, everybody scatters and hopes it goes away. How many kids they've murdered, only God can say. Don't believe in guarded borders.
Live music fans, get ready. Spring Reverb returns for its fifth edition May 28th through the 31st in downtown Kingston, Ontario, and CFRC is thrilled to be part of the action. Over 4 days, you can catch live music panels, workshops, and see what makes the Kingston music scene tick. Get ready for acts like Bedouin Soundclash, The Dirty Nil, Hot Garbage, By Divine Rights, Slaves of Spanky, Pony Girl, Tanya Iyer, Golden Feather, and so much more. Also, make sure to check out all the free panels, workshops, a merch market, and the first ever Cataraqui Punk Rock Flea Market. For more information on the lineup and tickets, visit kppconcerts.com or Spring Reverb YGK on socials. See you there.
Are you between 14 and 30 years old and interested in organizing a French language activity for youth in your community? The VIF program can make it happen. You could receive $850 to create your activity, and your partnering organization could get $150 to support it. Bring your idea to life. Visit programvif.ca and apply today.
Got a spring project on the horizon? Whether you're planting a garden, building a deck, installing a fence, or digging a hole for a new tree, don't forget to click before you dig. Utility lines can be just below the surface, and hitting one can cause major damage, service disruptions, or even serious injury. Visit OntarioOneCall.ca before you start to request a free utility locate. Single address requests require at least 5 business days, while larger or multi-property projects may require up to 10 business days. They'll mark out where it's safe to dig so you can work with confidence. Remember, click before you dig. It's the law. For more information, visit utilitieskingston.com.
I'm only late.
that was The Tragically Hip off their self-titled EP all the way back in 1987 with Last American Exit. Prior to that, we had Bruce Cockburn with If I Had a Rocket Launcher, and we had a two-pack from REM, Shaking Through, and Little America, which I think is a grossly underrated REM track. Great little album closer off their second album, Reckoning. Okay, folks, we're gonna, this is on brand, but we're gonna lose the plot a little bit just because it's hard for me to justify the next two songs I'm going to play, other than saying that as I moved into university, I was a student of history, so I wrote a lot of essays. So I would spend a long time, for me, I like Stauffer, I know, maybe a basic choice, but I spent a lot of time sitting in first floor, but not like the normal area, kind of the area towards the back near the washrooms. Don't ask me why. Usually they just had open spaces there and it was the easiest place to kind of sit down and plant myself. But I would spend sometimes 5, 6, dare I say 7 hours at Stauffer working on various history essays. And at the time there was a really handy album compilation of all the Cowboy Bebop songs off the sound. So all the soundtracks amalgamated into one playlist. And it was about, I want to say, like 6 hours long. So I could just throw it on and I would get a nice eclectic mix of jazz, a little bit of like metal, some classical. It's an incredible show with an even better soundtrack. So I do want to play a cut off one of the Cowboy Bebop soundtracks because it is relevant to my life. Okay, I'm just gonna, Bloom is off the road. We're just gonna play some anime music, and I don't wanna hear